Welcome back to Pixel Pachyderms, your go-to podcast for exploring the vast world of gaming. I'm Ava, your host, and today, we're diving into a game that's truly out of this world, Crashlands on PC. So buckle up, folks, for an adventure of crafting, combat, and cosmic chaos. Let's kick things off with the gameplay. Crashlands is a beautifully chaotic blend of action, role-playing, and crafting elements. The game doesn't exactly have levels in the traditional sense, but it does offer a sprawling open world, divided into different biomes. Each biome presents its own unique challenges, resources, and creatures to conquer or befriend, creating a complexity that deeply engages your strategic thinking and resource management skills. The core mechanic of the game revolves around crafting and exploration. Your character, Flux Dabes, a space trucker, ends up stranded on an alien planet. It's your job to guide Flux, gather resources, craft tools and gear, and fight off quirky alien life forms. It's a bit like Minecraft with a more narrative-driven approach, offering expansive freedom to players while anchoring you in a storyline. Speaking of genres, Crashlands sits comfortably within the action-adventure and survival crafting categories. If you've enjoyed games like Don't Starve or Terraria, you'll likely appreciate the mix of crafting and survival skills required in Crashlands. It's got that satisfying loop of gather, craft, defend that keeps you coming back for more. On to controls. On the PC, Crashlands offers an intuitive interface with primarily mouse-driven controls for navigating and interacting with the world. You can click to move Flux around, or simply hold down the mouse button to keep moving in a direction. The hotkeys and shortcuts streamline the crafting and inventory management processes, which is a blessing given how much resource juggling you'll be doing. Visually, Crashlands boasts a vibrant, cartoonish art style that's as charming as it is chaotic. The world is awash with bright colors and whimsical designs that adds a layer of humor to this cosmic adventure. Its character design and top-down view make each screen a treat, with every new environment offering fresh artistic details to enjoy. However, there might be a few reasons for some players to approach this game with caution. If you're not a fan of crafting mechanics or find resource management stressful rather than enjoyable, Crashlands might not be for you. Additionally, its humor and art style are quite distinct and might not resonate with everyone's taste. Besides PC, Crashlands is also available on several platforms including iOS, Android, and Nintendo Switch, making it accessible for gamers who enjoy playing on the go or on different devices. The game maintains a consistent and intuitive experience across platforms, so you're not missing out on any features regardless of where you play. To wrap things up, Crashlands is a delightful, cosmic journey through crafting and chaos, with a visual style that's both inviting and humorously irreverent. It's a game that's easy to pick up but offers depth enough to stay engaged for hours. Whether you're blasting through alien landscapes or meticulously crafting your next tool, there's a ton of fun to be had. Thank you for joining me on Pixel Pachyderms today. I hope you'll consider taking a dive into the whimsical universe of Crashlands. At the very least, it's worth the cosmic cruise. Until next time, keep exploring, keep crafting, and as always, happy gaming!